Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, Cindy Silver, a registered dietitian, talks with Don McMillan, owner of the Stocked Pot and Company Cooking School. In 1989, Cindy invited Don to cater her wedding rehearsal dinner, and they have continued their culinary collaboration ever since. Today, they share some tasty stories about their experiences teaching children to work with food.
One thing I've seen you do with kids quite a few times that is such a hit is the stir fry.
Yes.
And, of course, you can put all kinds of interesting things in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember one time we did it, and each child would come over and get a chance to sort of toss it in the wok. But they take such... they're so careful.
You
know, they'll get in front of it, and they're so careful to do it just right. But they love that because they play a role in the outcome of the recipe, and then... Like you said, they eat it.
They do. They, I mean, they want to do it. I can't say enough about the fact that these young people, and it doesn't matter where or what side of town they come from, doesn't really matter. Every child wants to be that. You know, they want to cook. They want to enjoy it. They want to be creative, and they have that curiosity. You know, they may have never had that vegetable before, but they're going to try it. We did... cold can of potatoes because it was St. Patrick's Day, and we were doing that. And I told them, well, what's, you know, Irish? And they said, green. I said, of course. So we had 7 green vegetables.
Oh,
and we put
wow.
every one of them into the dish.
Oh, boy.
And they helped peel. They strung the green beans.
Uh-huh.
They peeled the potatoes. They cut up the cabbage. We had some Swiss chard. You know,
oh,
they cut that
cool.
up. They had no idea what some of this stuff was. They chopped up the parsley. they just knew. It was, and then, you know, we sauteed
Leap
some onions. But they loved it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
And so we had these potatoes. And what really told me that this thing worked is those kids came back for seconds and thirds.
Oh.
I'm glad I made plenty. But
yeah,
there was a
yeah.
lot, let me tell you. But I have 10 families chopping up vegetables. There was like 2 big
pots. Oh, my
pots.
Gosh.
But it was so good.
Oh, yeah. And what a way to show them that everything works.
It
that
does.
You can just use the everything but the kitchen sink. And you can make it all green, or you can make it a rainbow of colors, or you can make it all red,
sure.
or you can do whatever you like.
And, I mean, that's wonderful,
yeah,
right?
Right, right.
So,
yeah, so then the parents also, I think, you know, it'd be nice if we could put in some kind of little messaging to the parents to say, remember that your example is really powerful. So when
right.
you say, ick, I don't like it, then, you know, Johnny or Jennifer is also going to say,
mm-hmm.
yuck, I don't like it. So, you know, the parents, if we could open their minds the way their kids' minds are opened
mm-hmm.
completely while they're in their classes,
that's
boy,
so
that'd
true.
Be great.
You know, those like you said, those little kids, their minds are wide open. They're willing to accept anything. And this chef standing there in the white coat, you know, that's all they need.
Yeah.
It's all fun, and that's our motto, cooking is fun.
Yeah. yeah.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.